This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as view enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Tim Brown. I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for our Muslim listeners, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about, the one that holds to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. And I'm filling in for Bradley today. He's over on the left coast and enjoying himself out there and speaking to people and ministering as he does. And today I am not in Nevada, but I am back home live from the bunker in the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina. If you'd like to call in at any time, the phone lines are accessible at 1-866-582-9933. That's 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic. We aren't doing Chinese buffet. And if you want to find us online, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. And we'll make mention of a few stories there in just a moment. If you want to follow Bradley, look him up at Facebook. Bradley Dean, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Bradley Dean on Facebook, also Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. If you want to catch him on Twitter, that's Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. Well, I am hoping that we will have a special guest for a short time at least today, but we'll wait and see how that pans out. I got confirmation that he's supposed to be able to, but there are some issues sometimes with him making calls and things of that nature. And I'm talking about Pete Santilli. He'll be hopefully joining us, Lord willing, live from the Southern Nevada Detention Center to talk about some of the things that are developing in the Bundy Ranch trial. And that is a big story that not only the news media has dropped the ball on, but so has alternative media. And if you're in alternative media and you're listening to me, shame on you for not covering this. This is a big story. This is what we're supposed to be dealing with. We're, you know, the press is there to call out corrupt government. We're not there to talk about when grandma sneezes or, you know, what star is doing what with who. We're there, the press is there to inform the people of what their government is doing, for the most part. I mean, there are other stories that are important to our lives that happen around us that impact the very politics that play out in local, state, and central government. So this is what we need to be doing on. And this is a constitutional issue. It is an issue which the central government does not have the authority constitutionally to just be land-grabbing like Barack Hussein Obama Satora Sabarka did when he basically took hundreds of thousands of acres of land right there at Bundy Ranch and made it a national monument. And I mentioned that while I was out in Nevada, and somebody said, well, he's using the Antiquities Act. Well, wait a minute. Where does Congress have the authority to give the authority to the president or anybody else to go take land that the Constitution says you have to obtain through the state legislature, and it must be for the production of buildings like forts and ports and things of this nature. Not just make it a national monument, not take it and make it a wildlife refuge like they did up in Oregon or any of the states that you're in that have these national parks. That is just not in the Constitution to do. In fact, while I was out in Nevada, from what I understand, there is a 90 or a little over 90% of the land in Nevada is claimed to be owned by the D.C. government. 90-something percent. You don't think that's a problem when your government owns that land and they just keep grabbing it up and nobody says or does anything? Well, these guys at Bundy Ranch did something, didn't they? And you were told they were terrorists, yet they didn't pull a gun on anybody. You said, well, I saw that picture of that guy with the sniper up on the bridge. Yeah, what was he doing? He was coming in after the fact that over 300 armed agents came with snipers to protect those who were being violated. You need to get the story straight, and that's what we're wanting to do here at the Sons of Liberty. We want the narrative to be formed the way it should be, with the truth. Now, let me take you over quickly to sonslibertymedia.com, and perhaps we'll get to touch on some of these issues a little bit. And if Pete doesn't call in, we'll go into them a little more. But yesterday I wrote a story, prosecutors are seeking to protect the BLM, that's the Bureau of Land Management, not Black Lives Matter, from scrutiny in the Bundy Ranch trial. And hopefully I'll get into some of that maybe with Pete, but I just kind of want to give him as much time as I can if he can join us. But check that out, sonslibertymedia.com. There's also three videos there. If you really want to see the truth, you need to see those things. It's not just that you hear it and you say, well, you don't know what you're talking about, Tim. There's video evidence of what these guys are doing. They're an unconstitutional agency. In fact, if I can read, you say, well, they're there to enforce the laws, just like, you know, we're hearing from Trump. That's fine. You want to build a wall and stuff. I know it's got to be guarded and all this other. But you're wanting to grow government. 5,000 more border agents? Is that constitutional? You say, of course it's constitutional. We have to defend the thing. Well, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 says this. The Congress shall have power to provide for calling forth the Border Patrol agents, the BLM, to execute the laws of the United. Is that what it says? No. This is what our Constitution says, folks. Provide for calling forth the militia. Ooh, there's that dirty four-letter word, isn't it, that we hear about in the media. Those militia guys, they're just terrible. We can't have all that. We are the ones, the citizen militia, are to be called forth by Congress, not the president, but by Congress, to execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrections, and repel invasions. Now, let me tell you something. That is exactly what they did at Bundy Ranch. They were dealing with the law being violated by those who are supposed to uphold the law. Furthermore, when the stand was taken in Oregon, it was over the same thing, the very same thing. So keep that in mind when we talk about this issue. We are talking about constitutional issues that need to be addressed, and if they aren't addressed, innocent men can go to jail for the rest of their lives. That's how important this is. And it's not just them. You might be next. Your neighbor might be next. That old saying, if you don't stand up for those as they come and get them, they'll eventually come for you. And it's time, America, that we quit cheerleading the politics and we start standing up for a fellow man whose rights are being infringed. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Our posterity, and of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost, and the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call clicksafety.granger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
All right, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. On the line with us is Pete Santilli, live from the Southern Nevada Detention Center. And we're glad to have Pete on. Now, listen, real quickly, just an introduction. He's the guy who reported all the stuff out there at Bundy Ranch. He's the guy who reported all the stuff in Oregon. And he's got about 10 minutes. They'll cut his phone off because he's there in the prison. So if he cuts off, we'll pick it up from there. Pete, thanks for joining us. It's good to have you on the air, brother.
Thanks for having me. Thank you for all of your support. Up to this point today is day number 365, and I'm going to call it this 365 days of punishment to me directly for my participation in promoting truth, promoting liberty, promoting constitutionality as an advocate for, you know, the Bundy family issues that they've been putting out there, but as an advocacy journalist. And essentially ticking off the Obama administration so bad that my words were so dangerous, as they call them, dangerous to their tyrannical establishment, of course. But I've been a hostage of the Obama administration for 365 days as of today. And Tim, in the essence of time, I want to convey some things to your listenership. Before I came in, before I was arrested 1 year ago today. I was absolutely fearless, fearless with the words that I use in saying that we were going to take a stand against tyrannical, oppressive actions by the Obama administration, saying that we were going to express our First Amendment rights. I had never advocated any violence whatsoever, but I did strongly encourage people to defend themselves against being shot by very militarized, heavily armed, either BLM agents or FBI agents. They don't like that when you go up against them and tell them, when you use the term, we're prepared to die, meaning that you want to shoot us, well, we're prepared to let you shoot us if you want to do that to make your point. But I've always been unarmed. I've always spoken out, thinking that the First Amendment was going to protect me. And I've always spoken out on behalf of my fellow Americans. And to tell your listenership this right now, we literally have 18 people that are being held against our will as political prisoners in a judiciary here in Nevada that is the most corrupt that I've ever seen in my entire life. I never, ever thought that in the United States of America that I could be held without any hearings whatsoever. Whatever hearings I have had was to detain me indefinitely without due process, having a judiciary that is flat-out lied. We've caught them. I will say this. I will be acquitted, but this punishment has gone on for a year now, and it is all strictly to keep journalists like me silent from telling the truth about what's been happening here in the United States of America, particularly in the West related to land issues. And, Tim, I'm telling you right here and now, there's a railroading going on. There's a cover-up of the misconduct of the BLM, the Department of Interior, a conduct of epic proportions. I'm wanting to demand an IG investigation, but unfortunately I'm not in a good position to be doing that, especially in the confines of these walls. But that's what the purpose of this incarceration is for, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and this is one of the things. I didn't know if you might want to speak to that in the few minutes that you have. We picked up the story from Deb last night on the prosecutors are seeking to protect the BLM from any kind of scrutiny that came to them because they were the aggressors. They were the ones talking about killing cattle and which one of you guys out there at Bundy Ranch they were going to take out first and all this kind of stuff. So that kind of talk came from the aggressors, those illegal agents in the D.C. government. You want to speak to that?
I do. I do want to speak to it. And let me make this clear, okay, because I've never reported this the first time anyone is hearing this from my lips. I never knew the extent at which the BLM, this rogue agency under the direction of Daniel P. Love on the ground, I never understood the extent at which they would put so many lives in jeopardy, including their own. The FBI actually opted out and didn't want to participate in Bundy Ranch. This is the truth. This is the truth that needs to come out. Because Danny P. Love was pushing things too hard, the FBI said, you know what, we're not going to be helping you out here. And they actually abandoned the BLM. The Las Vegas Metro Police Department, the sheriff, said, we're not going to participate. What you're doing is dangerous. It's wrong. You shouldn't be doing it. And we're not going to participate. They opted out. The Nevada Highway Patrol, okay, said, we're not going to be shutting down freeways on a whim because this is a protest that's going on. There were unarmed men and women, family members there, exercising their First Amendment rights. There were men on horseback, unarmed. There were waving flags and people singing God Bless America. And the federal government, okay, let Daniel P. Love have a whole bunch of federal agents point guns at unarmed men and women and horsemen. And that is the cover-up that's going on. The misconduct by the BLM is in our discovery and is in our evidence. It will come out. It should come out in trial. But the government right now is attempting to not protect the people, but to protect the rogue agents within the Department of Interior. Not even other federal agencies supported them. And that's the evidence that they're trying to cover up right now. Because if the American public finds this out, then guess what? People will most likely have to be held accountable at the BLM, won't they?
Well, that's what we want to do. We want to hold those who are really committing the crimes, we want to hold them accountable, not the people who simply stood up for their rights that are supposed to be protected under the Constitution. The guys that are doing that are violating it.
Yes, and if you don't mind, how many minutes do we have here? How long have I gone here? Just give me the time marker, if you could.
Yeah, 3.5 minutes.
You got 3.5 minutes to go?
Yep.
Okay, here's the deal. This is what I want to encourage everyone to do. By the way, all of us that went to the protest on April 12, 2014 were defending our constitutional rights, unarmed men and women asserting their God-given rights. And of course, praying before we went before the government in their attempts to try to shoot us. And having no fear whatsoever because we knew that God would protect us, God would be on our side. We still have those same beliefs, but he'll deliver us from this evil, evil force that's upon us right now. I want to call upon your listenership and everyone hearing my voice right now. This is what I want to ask you to do in return for these good souls, these great American patriots that stood up on that day. Let's demand appropriately, no threats. Don't go threaten the BLM or don't even talk to the BLM. Let's demand of our public officials that they inquire into the misconduct of the BLM. Let's at least have this information come out in trial. Let's demand that they do not cover up the truth about the BLM misconduct. I believe the truth is going to set us free. We, the people, must continue to rise up and say, you know what? We need some accountability here. Call your local agencies, your federal agencies, your local congressmen, your senators, and demand an investigation into this thing. I promise you, if this thing is fully investigated, we will be set free, and some people over at the BLM may go to jail. I'm going to say that right here now. We need your support. We need it now more than ever. And I think in Jeff Sessions, we're going to have a better attorney general that's going to want to hold them accountable. So we need your support. We need it now. Pick up the phone, call and demand IG investigations, demand that the government does not cover up any more information. Thank you so much, Tim.
Yeah, Pete, thank you for joining us, man. I appreciate your input there.
Thank you. The best thing we can do is to take action. Do it peacefully. Do it very methodically. Do it very persuasively. But do not accept anything other than full accountability of the people that almost killed even their own agents over at the BLM. One last word, Tim, before I go.
Sure.
I want to speak to the BLM agents who are out there. Come forward. You know that a lot of things were done wrong. I've seen all of your body cam videos. I've heard all of your audio. I've heard every millisecond of every video, of every transmission on the radio. And I know that Daniel P. Love put your lives in jeopardy.
You have 1 minute remaining.
Tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. We're going all the way to trial. We're not going to plead out in anything. And we need your help. God bless America.
Yeah, thank you, Pete, for joining us, and I appreciate the opportunity to stand alongside you and get the message out. And we'll have you back on as the trials start, hopefully, too, to kind of comment on some of those things.
Thank you so much, and let's get us out of here so that we can start making America great again.
Okay, brother. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you so much for your support.
Yes, sir. All right, that was Pete Santilli. If you want to see more about Pete, you can go to thepetesantillishow.com, and there you'll see his co-host, Deb, is writing some articles on this that we're pulling from information and carrying on the Sons of Liberty Media. And if you want to help Pete, as well as help some of the ladies who are coming in town for the trial, some of the wives and children and such, they have a home set up there. You can also make donations to help there. It's thepetesantillishow.com/donate. And they would very much, I was at the house last week. It's a very nice house, roomy enough to hold a lot of children and a few women that will bring them for the trial. So if you want to really help there, that's a way you can help. thepetesantillishow.com/donate. On the other side of the break, we'll pick up some of this that Pete was talking about and enlighten you as to what's going on. Stay with us.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government,
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? RevelationTheMovie.info. Americans need to see this film. RevelationTheMovie.info. Let's fix it.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I hope you not enjoyed the interview, but I hope it was enlightening to you. That's a guy who's been in jail for 365 days for no crime being committed. In fact, all the charges against Pete were dropped in Oregon. And, you know, I was on with Deb Jordan, his co-host, last week in Nevada, and then on Sunday we went and visited Pete. It was about an hour and 10 minute drive out to the detention center there in Pero, and just, you know, he's in good spirits, he's confident, and I like what he said. God's going to deliver us. You know, it's kind of that whole thing like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. God's going to deliver us one way or the other. And that's the confidence that Pete has. And Pete has had some, I'm not going to tell you all the things, but I can tell you he's still got the fire in him, but he's a different man. He's just a different man than he was a year ago. And God's doing a work there. But if you want to comment, you got something you want to chime in on, please stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. And I want to talk a little bit about this motion of Lyman. In the case of the United States versus Clive and Bundy and the others there for the Bundy Ranch siege that we made mention of. This is nothing more than trying to cover up what Pete said, the misconduct of the Bureau of Land Management agents. Now, if you haven't read it, you can go to sonslibertymedia.com and you can put in BLM agent supersede Constitution in the search box there, and you'll find an article from 2009 in which a particular BLM agent informed a citizen who had a right to mine certain resources on a piece of land, had a permit for it, told them that her authority superseded the Constitution. Yes, you laugh at that. But then they come and try to enforce it with guns and handcuffs and things of that nature. And the question then is, do you defend yourself or do you just let these people kidnap you? I mean, that's the quest. That's what Pete was getting at before. Because that's what it is. If you've broken no laws, why are you being arrested? Well, if so, we can try you to see if you've broken a law. Well, that's not why you should be arrested. Unless you're actually suspect in a crime, or you've been caught in the midst of a crime. None of that has gone on, neither in Oregon nor at Bundy Ranch. But considering this motion, let me read you a couple of things. This is, quote, from that motion. Specifically, the government moves to preclude any references in argument or the questioning of witnesses regarding the following matters. And they have several things, but it's about six items. I'll read them to you. References to the occupation of the Mahar, I always mess that up, National Wildlife Refuge. That's the one in Oregon that the guys were at. The subsequent trial, United States versus Ammon Bundy, or the result in that trial. I don't know why not. It's basically the same kind of charges, conspiracy. You've got arms, all this kind of stuff. Okay. They want to suppress references to supposed mistreatment of cattle during the impounding operation or agency there at Bundy Ranch, or officer misconduct in this or other impoundment operations or investigations. Why not? They were not authorized to kill those the heads of cattle, and we have pictures of mass graves where they did that to the Bundy's cattle. They are responsible for that. They don't want you to hear arguments or opinions. The federal government, its officers or agents, or agencies are improperly and excessively armed. They are. They are. And Ron Paul warned about this stuff in 1997. You can see the video where he warned about the BLM and other agencies. I mean, we've got the Postal Service. We've got the Social Security. And you said, but they're going to collect taxes. Well, the question is, should they be collecting taxes from us anyway in a biblical sense? You said, well, Jesus said to pay the taxes. I don't want to get into a lot of things, but I'll just point you to this. When you go back to biblical law, you could charge interest and those kinds of things outside of your brotherhood. So, you know, in my opinion, I think Donald Trump's right about gathering these tariffs, these taxes now from the other countries, and leave the people alone. Get rid of the income tax. He hasn't talked about getting rid of the income tax, but Don't simplify it. Get rid of it. That's what you want to do. And no, I don't think that they should be armed to the level they're armed. In fact, half of these agencies I don't think are even constitutional, as I pointed out to you. The citizen militia are to execute the laws of the Union. They can't talk about military tactics, or that's what they're not wanting to do. Act outside their authority or have engaged in the use of excessive force in other venues or other times. Well, how about that one? Read this article that I've got up. I've got the video where they're using excessive force, where they're rounding people up into quote-unquote First Amendment zones, whatever that is. It isn't constitutional. They also want to suppress hearsay statements or opinions regarding the BLM, the impounding operation, or the events of April 12th. Well, that's very relevant, folks. Including opinions and statements of elected or appointed government officials such as Nevada Governor Sandoval, U.S. Senators Orrin Hatch, Dirty Harry Reid, or U.S. Congressman-elect Ruben Kikuyan, Nevada Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore. They don't want coming into court legal arguments or opinions that the federal government does not or should not own public lands, that the federal government does not or should not own the Gold Butte Ranch, or the Gold Butte Range has now been designated a national monument by the President of the United States. Why not? It's relevant. It is the law. And the Constitution forbids those kinds of land grabs. And finally, they ask that legal arguments or opinions that the law enforcement officers within the Department of Interior are not constitutional. I just read you they're not constitutional. Who's to enforce the laws? It's us, the citizen militia. That natural law or other authority permits the use of force against law enforcement officers in defense of property or individual rights, or that the U.S. District Court for the District of Nevada is illegitimate. The judge in that case, Gloria Navarro, all I have to say for you is you are just as corrupt as any of these politicians we have talked about. And if you don't like that, that's tough. I've seen what you've done to Pete Santilli. I've reported on it. I've seen what you've done to Cliven Bundy in denying him the representation he wants. I've seen it. you're just as corrupt, and you're being swayed by these people. And if you give me the term that some, like Sheriff Ward up in Oregon, has said, then I'm going to tell you, you're just like the Nazis. You're just doing your job. No, you're not doing your job. You're not giving fairness to the hearing. Nobody threatened anybody with anything except agents from the central government. And we've got the video footage. In fact, if you read this article, the third video down, you'll see where protesters were tasered by these federal agents. That they had these big attack dogs. It does remind you of Germany. And hey, they have brown shirts on. So there is a lot that reminds you of Nazi Germany. I'm not saying they're Nazis. I'm just saying when it comes to this kind of activity, they look like it. We've also got a video on there where you can see the BLM engaging in the very same thing that ranchers Dwight and Stephen Hammond are spending 5 years behind bars for, and Dwight and Stephen didn't even damage property. They did what all ranchers do. They started backfires. Some of them got a little out of hand, but they didn't destroy any property. These videos show you that they burned cattle, that they were setting fires within 100 yards of cattle and of structures. They even burned a small house. And yet they have the audacity to call Dwight and Stephen Hammond terrorists. And there's another video you need to see. And this one is speaking about the very things that Pete was telling us about moments ago. There is body cam footage. There is audio footage of agents and the BLM talking to each other about what heads of cattle they're going to take out first. And which of those Bundy supporters they were going to kill first. Yep, that's right. That's what they were doing. Bloodthirsty thugs, that's what they were. And one thing you need to keep in mind, he talked about Daniel P. Love. And this guy definitely has some issues. There's no question about that. I did report. Actually, the big part of the report was in the L.A. Times, of all places. Several-page report on what took place several years ago. And this came out, and it was tied to what went on in Oregon. And because the guy heading things up there in the FBI was tied to Mr. Love as well. And the results of the actions of the FBI up there was the murder of Lavoy Finnegan. And so if you don't think these guys mean business, if you don't think that other Americans won't point the gun at you and kill you in the name of their God, the state, and that's what it is, that's what Revelation 13 is about, folks. You're going to follow the law of God, or you're going to follow the law of the state God? This is why I have a little bit of problem with some of this argument from Trump and Sessions and things about like marriage being the law of the land. The Supreme Court striking that down. No, it's not. It really isn't. In fact, all legislative authority is with who? Congress. Supreme Court might say something's unconstitutional. Fine. That doesn't make it law. Doesn't make anything. It's an opinion they render. So keep these things in mind when these stories come out. I have a feeling that some of this is going to break into the mainstream news. And what we want to do is set the narrative and give you the truth. So hang on through the break. On the other side, we'll have Rod joining us. Stay with us.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much.
If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Wendy Blanks, chief editor of thesleuthjournal.com. I wanted to extend a personal thank you to Bradley Dean and his stellar team at the Sons of Liberty radio show for exposing realities concerning our media, education system, churches, and government.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
All right, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, final segment here. And joining us on the line is Rod in Michigan. Rod, you there?
Tim, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I didn't know if I'd come through there yet. Hey, I want to make a couple statements on this topic. First of all, number one, I think Bradley Dean and his family, and along with you and the staff, you folks are rare for covering this issue, but other issues. Just the Lord's pleased with you folks. I want to thank you, first of all, for that.
Well, thank you.
My wife and I enjoy it. And number two, Tim, and you, especially you, thank you so much. This Bundy situation, I'm well aware of it. I know the Bundys a little bit through different ministries, but this is such an important issue and topic. And the Christian media, radio broadcast on alternative media, for the most part, have dropped it, just like you said. If we forget men, such as others that have been throughout the history, for standing up for our freedoms, shame on our country. I know we won't, my wife and I. But I also say, Tim, you have mentioned that, and the address is to fund these people. Let's help these people. You listeners out there have need to help these people. Don't shove it under the rug. This is very important. And I just can't thank you enough, Tim, for staying on top of this over the time we tune into you. And sometime, if you get a chance, get my number from Bradley. I'd like to talk to you one-on-one. Bradley has my cell phone number.
Yeah, sure. I appreciate that. And, you know, one of the things that is very providential was that I had, you know, I've written some articles and we posted some on the site I was that I worked at before I joined Bradley. And what was very providential was Deb, who's Pete's co-host, had called me up one day. We were going to have an interview with Larry, what's his name? Nichols.
and got a lot of, you know, I knew about his claim about being a hitman for Hillary, but he was then trying to badmouth Pete and saying they were changing stuff on him. But she had multiple audios different times him saying that, so we canceled. Well, Pete brought us on the show. He brought me on the show. He brought Bradley on the show, and we became fast friends. And he, matter of fact, he brought me on, I think, a couple of times, and we talked several times on the phone. And he was just, you know, he's got fire in his bones, but he was just a different kind of guy, very, very rough around the edges. And when this thing took place just 2 or 3 months later, he was not expecting what went on. And he had just, I'm going to wait and let him tell the story, but I think he's had a major conversion in his life in jail. I think God has used
Hallelujah.
That. Yeah, I think God has really used that. I think he would probably tell you that.
You know,
in the letters.
Right.
And so when he speaks about God doing that, I really think he believes it, and that's good.
Jimmy, the Bible says you know a man by his fruit. I could hear. I never talked to Pete Santilli. I've heard him, and he's right. He's been a rough around the gills, but just listening to him here, it's some serious fire in his soul. And people do change. You know, I pray Trump changes his stance on the sodomite issue. And people can change. God can change people, but we have to be aware. But praise God for Pete Santilli. And you know, you think of Lavoie Finicum, his wife's involved with this. Yeah. What does it take to get in men's bones to realize this could be you, Tim, could be me, could be Bradley, could be others. And I'm so grateful for you folks that you have the power of the microphone, but you don't abuse it, you use it. And people need to stand behind you guys, and we're losing righteousness if we don't stand.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right, and I really do appreciate the encouragement, Rod, and I'll get with Bradley to get your number. Let me finish up here, and thank you for your call, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, brother.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, one of the things that Pete mentioned is the guy who was in charge, and he was losing control of his agents there at Bundy Ranch. His name is Daniel P. Love. Now, again, if you want to go and read the article, it's called Bundy Ranch Reporter and Political Prisoner. I'm talking about Pete Santilli. The only person to blame for the Bundy Ranch standoff is Daniel P. Love. And you can read that article there. You can read Pete's words. This was back in April of last year that I wrote this. And there is a link in the first paragraph where it says, he also pointed the finger at Daniel P. Love, who was the lead investigator in a 2009 investigation which resulted in a wrongful death lawsuit with Oregon special agent in charge, Greg Bretzing. Now, Greg Bretzing was in charge of the Oregon going against the guys in Oregon, if you remember that. But this wrongful death was they hassled this poor man to death because he was going around and collecting artifacts out of the ground. That's all he was doing. And they were harassing him so much, the guy just ended up taking his life. And so this is the very guy who led the siege on Bundy Ranch, this Daniel P. Love. And as you heard Pete say, you know, even the FBI didn't want to be a part of it because they saw what was going on. But, you know, we don't need them to not be a part of it. We need them to stand up and say, no, what you're doing is wrong, and start blowing the whistle on these other people. Some people have had a problem with certain stories that I'll put out on, whether it's Sons of Liberty Media or some of my other sites, about exposing corruption within the ranks of the police force. And they said, well, you just don't like police. You're part of the black light. No, I'm not. Corruption is corruption. Lawlessness is lawlessness. I don't care if you're wearing a badge or if you're a guy like me. And if you're engaged in it and you're supposed to be upholding the law, it's doubly bad for you. You're doggone right, I'm going to expose it. If I see it, I'm going to expose it. And you can call me a liberal or whatever you want to. Frankly, again, I point back to the Constitution. I ask, who's being liberal? Laws of the Union are to be enforced by the people, the militia. Not all these other things we're creating and making that's, you know, infringing on our liberty. And you're saying, well, Tim, you're just not wanting any authorities at all. Well, look, let me put it to you like the framers saw it. What did they say? you're not a religious and moral people, it doesn't matter what you write. It doesn't matter what laws you have. It doesn't matter how much army you have, police force you have. People are going to just violate it anyway. So what's the guard against it? Well, Christian, you better start standing up and speaking out it, even when the guy is wearing your jersey. Rod made mention of the sodomite issue. Look, I think a lot of the things that I've seen here recently from Donald Trump are good. I'm happy about that. One of the biggest concerns I have is the infringements on liberty that will come as the police state grows. And I'm talking about even with this wall, even with growing 5,000 more border agents, okay? That's growing government. Again, I point you back to the Constitution. Who's supposed to be taking care of that? Me and you. We're neglecting our responsibilities. We're handing that over to the state. Just like parents aren't doing what they're supposed to do with their children, so they dump them off at the public indoctrination centers every day, and they say, oh, I'm just fine with that. It's okay that I do that. Even I know the Bible says that I'm supposed to train them and raise them up and be with them all the time and teach them and do all these things, but it's okay if I do that. Send them to a godless indoctrination center. Just like people back off from reporting the truth when they have that right and that freedom of the press to expose corruption. Just like all the other rights, we throw out the window and we neglect them because we're too busy worshiping our new God, the state, and our bellies. Just nothing's changed. That was the same thing that was happening in the Old Testament. Same thing. But keep in mind, these men who are still in jail, away from their families, and the problem is that we need to be supporting them wholeheartedly. Write to your local newspaper. Put an op-ed in your local newspaper. Get on your Facebook page. Share this show with those people who will listen. Share some of the articles. People need to be informed. Nobody will raise up and speak out against this if they don't know what's going on. And a lot of people, sadly, in America, attention spans are very short. People need to be reminded constantly. It's just the nature of who we are. And if we don't do it, who's going to do it? So, you know, I'm thankful that Bradley gave me the opportunity to come on last week and this week and give these guys a voice because they need it. And they don't. You just don't need to hear it. You need to act on it. Again, if you want to help Pete, go to thepetesantillishow.com/donate, thepetesantillishow.com/donate. And we also have a list. You can find it in the search bar. Put in Bundy Ranch mailing list. And it has all the people that you can help and how you can help. Now, the guys, I think, in Oregon are taken care of, but there's still some people there in Nevada. So go online, check those out. And if you can help, please help. If you can pray for them, do that. You can do that. And Bradley will be joining you back tomorrow, I believe, on the Sons of Liberty. Thanks so much. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.